We've heard that art can be therapeutic, but can it help people experiencing the dire situation of homelessness? WABE's Mike Johns visited an art class operated by a center for the homeless and has the story.
Good morning.
Quiet music plays in this classroom in the basement of Central Presbyterian Church in downtown Atlanta. Art is taped to walls and tacked to cork boards, and a big table in the center of the room almost overflows with art supplies. A handful of people sit, quietly absorbed in their own projects, a drawing, a cardboard sculpture. It looks like any other art workshop in any other recreation center, except that those around the table are grown men, and they happen to be homeless. This is the Central Outreach and Advocacy Center, or Central OAC, and this is their art ministry. One man in a leather jacket and short-brimmed hat introduces himself to me as the legendary Grant Mullins.
It's a place where you can come, create new pieces, new designs, a place of peace of heaven, pretty much.
Grant is working on a pencil drawing, a portrait of a woman with fine detailing around the eyes and mouth. At the other end of the table, a man in a brown blazer is carefully snipping at a sculpture of a sports shoe made from cardboard and plastic.
My name is Johnny Benz, and I'm an artist slash entrepreneur slash homeless.
Which hasn't squashed his ambitions here. He shows me several designs on paper for the model he now holds in his hands. Close up, it's apparent that he has ingeniously fashioned the heel from the bottom of a Coke bottle.
I consider this like my prototype. For my sneaker design, I like shoe design because it's a way to put better products back into the market. Like to design something other people could use. I think that life should be about helping others, not just helping yourself, but helping others to be better, trying to make things better, trying to make people better, trying to make life better.
And making life better, or at least improving the quality of life, is part of Central Outreach and Advocacy Center's mission.
So we're able to provide or offer art ministry twice during the week.
This is Kimberly Parker,
Executive Director of Central Outreach and Advocacy Center.
Central OAC offers a number of services to help people overcome homelessness, including documentation, for instance, helping them acquire their birth certificate, social security card, and the like, and a job readiness program. But the art ministry helps fulfill a different, although no less important, kind of need.
It's always important for us to try and offer different activities that you and I, who are not experiencing homelessness, might take for granted and count it as normal. So to do art can be a very normal activity. It's a way for people to express what's going on in their lives. It may be a way to just to cope with what they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis.
It's also an opportunity for camaraderie.
My name is Lindell, because I see you recording.
I seen you recording.
That's the first thing I laid my eyes on when I came through the door. This corner right here, every time I come in here, this is my favorite art teacher, Ms. Zeta. She's my favorite art teacher, and he also, too, because he teach me how to create things that need to be created to bring culture to the whole nation.
The arts ministry has two volunteers, Mark Smith and this woman.
My name is Zindy Tate.
How long have you been volunteering at the at Central OAC?
I think about 5 years now, close to 5 years. What happened was I didn't have a job for a long time, and I figured, you know, if you can't find anything to do, you know, to make money, go out and, you know, try to help someone else.
I like the art teacher, so.
This is Kashi Rahim. He originally came to Central OAC to get his ID and have somewhere to pick up his mail.
I came in one day and they had art class.
What keeps you coming back to the art class?
Usually it's on a Monday, and usually Monday is a rough day for me. And
Why is that?
Because Monday is my slow, depressing day. I usually come up with whatever it is that I'm gonna do for the rest of the week, to come up with some kind of plan to get out of this, you know. For me, it's depressing. I dislike it a lot. But if you do it long enough, it can become a lifestyle, and it can be You can become institutionalized. You can become used to it. And sometimes coming here makes it a little bit more lighter.
How long have you been homeless?
I've been homeless for, it's been like 4 years now.
Kashi spent much of his time there more or less doodling, drawing shapes based on the ideas of earth and the elements of nature. He sat quietly at the table among the other men in the room, some boisterously conversing, others simply sitting and charging their phones. Anytime someone new would walk into the room, Zindi would greet them.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think what's important about it is we're treating people as human beings and we're respecting the dignity of them. This may be the only time in the day when somebody will say hello to somebody experiencing homelessness or sit down and actually have a conversation with them. Because out on the street, oftentimes, they're just going to be passed by and not acknowledged.
Kimberly tells me that Central OAC assists about 5,000 individuals per year, including, according to their statistics, over 400 veterans and over 500 children. That's a lot of good mornings. But their mission doesn't rely solely on simple human kindness or on helping people find work. They also deal in public policy advocacy.
We sit right in the middle of areas where laws or other things are being made that either directly or indirectly affect the people we serve.
Yeah. And you're talking physically because, I mean, the Capitol building's across the street, City Hall is right next door.
Exactly. Fulton County is in another direction. So, yeah, physically we are sitting right in the middle of that. And we know that until some of those systemic changes are made at the higher levels, then the issue of homelessness really is not going to change.
Another way that they're getting into City Hall is actually through the art ministry. Some of the work produced by Central OAC's guests will be displayed there in late May.
And we're really excited about that because that's one of those entities where decisions are being made that either directly or indirectly affect the people who walk through our doors every day.
The exhibit will not only display the work, but also tell the stories of the artists to reinforce that human connection between them and those who may pass by silently on the streets. Kimberly Parker keeps a drawing hung on her office wall. It's a nature scene given to her by a former guest who was, at the time, homeless and addicted to drugs.
Which?
It's that piece right there.
Oh, wow.
It's a drawing of a river, mountains in the distance, and a figure sitting on the bank with a fishing line in the water. It's drawn on what looks like black construction paper, so the scene looks like it's taking place at dusk.
For me, when I look at it, it's just a really peaceful scene that I believe that guest wanted. I think that's where he wanted to be.
And having the space to imagine that way out may be the most important service that the art ministry provides. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.